Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Here we go. Azina Stern at the 40, brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. Great rates on home equity loans right now. 3.4% APR. For all the details, visit pvcu.org. So what's up in Hollywood, Dina?
Prince Harry and Meghan Markle taking a little bit of heat, being overprotective of their first child, Archie. And now their neighbors in Windsor, they're complaining that they have some over-the-top rules. And that even Queen Elizabeth II, she hasn't called for these. So The Sun is reporting that an overly protective palace official laid out some guidelines at a recent local residents meeting near Frogmore Cottage, which is where they live. Mm-hmm. And under the rules, neighbors aren't allowed to greet them or pet their dogs or ask to see the baby or offer favors like babysitting or dog walking or put letters in their mailbox.
See, I think that's okay, though, because they're trying to live like a normal life.
Yeah, but otherwise just to think you're going to get tased for making eye contact.
Well, I don't know. That's kind of hard to prove, isn't it?
Couldn't they not accept gifts or something at a wedding, or they can't accept gifts and accept gifts? So like offering to take care of the child, isn't that seen as something weird? I don't know.
They can offer it. The couple can say no, but I'm saying they just don't want people talking to them at all. They can't even say hello to them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it just seems weird to me. But
can you imagine, like, the SWAT guys just tackling me?
Yeah.
I just glanced over.
Good morning,
eyes down.
Hello.
Eyes down, everybody. As Johnny Depp and Amber Heard's $50 million lawsuit rages on, they're hurling some more allegations against each other. Mm-hmm. And Johnny's going back to their big fight in Australia back in 2015. Do you remember there was a story about how she hit him with a bottle and he had a bloody finger. He was all cut up.
Yeah.
She threw a vodka bottle at him. Yeah. So now, apparently, he claims during that incident, she put out a cigarette on his face. And he says he's got a photo of himself in a gurney with the injured finger and the burnt cheek as evidence.
How was this not said before when he told that story? That's just kind of
weird. The details are just coming out
right
now. But they both have pictures, too, because she had a picture of a bruised face as well. So it's so tough. Like, who do you believe in this situation?
I don't know.
So tough.
Like, if you're keeping track, good for you, because I can't. This is just way too convoluted, and this, the more they talk, the more confused I get.
Right.
Jessica Alba probably minding her own business when she unwittingly became a trending topic on Twitter over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. And not for a good thing. Her account was hacked by someone who thought it might be funny to have people think that Jessica is a racist and a homophobe.
Oh my gosh.
Oh yeah. So the tweets have already been removed. Thank goodness. They were pretty horrible. And then they even mentioned not just, you know, what we talked about there, but 9/11 conspiracy theory nonsense. They also mentioned a rapper who's awaiting trial on murder charges and talk about that. And I would think that, you know, most people would know Jessica Alba would not tweet things like that.
Yeah, those aren't even like drunk tweets.
No.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
These are just
not
way
even
off base.
Yeah. Totally.
A lot of celebrities have the drunk tweets that aren't as bad.
Yeah.
And they go, I've been hacked.
And we told you about that cultural appropriation situation involving Kimono, the name of Kim Kardashian's shapewear line.
Oh, yes.
And that she said she would change the name after a lot of people came forward saying it wasn't right. But now she's got another dilemma. She has printed up almost 2 million garments with the Kimono logo before she scrapped the name. And now she's got to figure out what to do with them.
And they have to do them individually one by one, right?
Well, why can't they just sell those and then like the new name gets on the new ones?
Well, right now,
legal reasons, right?
They're not being sued.
Oh, that's right. The Kimono,
Right. So she did show a video where she's testing out different patches she could put over it. I don't know. There's so many options.
Well, she's studying to be a lawyer, right?
So,
she got her first case.
Yeah, and she's also a marketing genius. So this is probably just one more way to bring attention to her shoulder line.
I mean, there it is.
If I had guess,
I've already bought 10, by the way. So I guess I'm part of the problem.
Yep, based on that Insta video alone, right? And that's your dirt at 6:40. More fresh stuff in Dina's dirt at 7:40 with 94.7 WMAS.
Here we go. It's Dina's dirt at the 40, being brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union with great rates on home equity loans right now. 3.4% APR. WTR. For more details, call 733-2800. So what's up in Hollywood, Dina?
All right. Britney Spears apparently concerned about her weight. And we've seen her post videos before saying, like, oh, I've gained some weight and I'm going to work out like crazy
She's
today.
She's still fit as heck, though.
She really is.
I've seen videos of her recently. She works out all the time.
Well, she just posted another video this past weekend saying, I gained 2 pounds.
Whoa.
So I'm back at the gym. And then she did that, like, sped up video of her workout, which was insane.
Some people put on 2 pounds like me from tacos.
No.
I mean, really, like, one meal.
Breakfast.
Yeah.
I feel like that's something you could lose in a couple of days just by eating right. But I feel bad. I wonder, it makes me wonder who's saying things to her to make her feel like she needs to drop this weight like that. And it happens all the time. I think part of the problem is you need to stop reading the comments.
Oh, yeah, never read the comments.
Are posting.
That's the worst.
Yeah, because I'm sure her family doesn't say that. If her family does say this, they're a terrible family.
She could be tough on herself, too, though.
It's
I mean, a lot of people are.
Yeah. She really is. I think she needs to just chill out a little bit. Chill out. And great that she works out, but, you know, sometimes making your whole life about that is a little too much.
Yeah.
DinasDirt.com.
Congratulations to Leona Lewis, the Bleeding Love singer. Married her longtime boyfriend.
Bleeding Love.
Bleeding Love.
I said Bleeping Love.
No, Bleeding Love. I said Bleeping Love.
Sounds like a dirty song. With Bleeping Love.
Choreographer on Saturday.
Sounds like a mean song.
In Italy. And what was very interesting is, according to Hello, Leona wore 3 dresses for her
at
big
the same
day.
Time?
Nope.
Whoa, like tearaway ones?
At the same time.
Nope.
It was a full-length cool. white tulle gown for the ceremony, a beaded blush dress for the reception, and a crystal embellished jumpsuit for the party. So
ooh,
this is my
like
kind
that
of gal.
One.
Those are bleeping
jumpsuit,
great.
Crystal embellished
jumpsuit?
We'll get you one, Lopez.
Nice.
Put on your list.
DinasDirt.com.
We saw the trailer for Tom Cruise's new Top Gun movie, Top Gun Maverick. You might have noticed Kelly McGillis didn't make an appearance, and that's because she's not in the movie. In a new interview, she actually said she wasn't asked to be part of it. Now, she was the on-screen love interest in the 1986 original, and when she was talking to Entertainment Tonight, she says she never got the call for the sequel, and guessing that it comes down to her looks, she said in her words, fat and looking age appropriate. So she says, but you know what? I don't care. I feel absolutely secure in my skin. And she's been doing her own thing, living in North Carolina with her daughters and saying her priorities have changed. And she's not even going to go see the new movie.
Really? Like some stars making a cameo? She's not even going to be like
a
back table at a restaurant or anything?
They didn't ask her, apparently.
They didn't ask her.
That was rude of them.
And she didn't push
it.
DinasDirt.com.
And Real Housewives of Atlanta star Cynthia Bailey got engaged when Fox sportscaster Mike Hill popped the question. After 14 months of dating, they are going to walk down the aisle. This is just unbelievable. She got a 5-carat princess cut solitaire ring, and with all the embellishments around it, in total, the whole ring costs $85,000.
Wow, I can talk sports.
$85,000. Can you believe it?
Yeah, but what's the clarity, though? I mean, really, it could just be totally yellow. We don't know.
Super cloudy.
We don't
know. Yeah, let's assume. Sure. That's your Dirt at 740. More fresh stuff in Dina's Dirt at 840 with 94.7 WMAS.
Now, Dina's Dirt at the 40, brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union with low rates on home equity loans as low as 3.4%. For details, visit pvcu.org. So what's up in Dirt, Dina?
All right. Jennifer Lopez stopping down her concert Friday night. To wish her man a happy birthday.
Nice. Hopefully she wasn't mid-song.
No.
The fans are like, why? You ruined the song.
She brought out
happy birthday.
Her kids, his kids, and then called A-Rod up as a $3,000 four-tiered New York Yankees-themed cake with his name spelled out in Swarovski crystals was rolled out in his honor.
Whoa.
Woo, what a cake. She told the crowd that Alex had spent the whole first half of the year celebrating her birthday, so the least she could do was to honor him at her Miami concert. And then she led the crowd in singing happy birthday to him. I mean, for everything he's done leading up to her birthday, I think she could have done a little more.
Yeah, wow. And she should have gone with a Cold Stone Creamery cake. I'm sorry, those are like the best.
Good. Who needs a $3,000 cake?
Yeah, that's silly.
Get Cold Stone, it's way better.
DinasDirt.com.
Bindi Irwin has her wedding planned out, and one very important detail that she's sharing with us is that she's got someone all lined up to walk her down the aisle. We know her father, Steve Irwin, the crocodile hunter, had passed away. And so she decided it was going to be her brother, her little brother,
nice.
Is going to walk down. down the aisle.
Very sweet.
Yeah, she said, it's really important that Robert walks me down the aisle. That's something I really want to do. And he's always been such a big part of my life and stepped up and been the one to give me a hug when I've needed it. Oh, it's going to make me cry. And then, you know, they have traditionally the father-daughter dance. She says she wants to share that with her mom.
Oh,
that they
know.
Are very nice. Close.
We believe he's always there, too. Her dad will be there at the wedding as well in spirit. Gosh. That's for sure.
You think people cry at weddings. This one is going to be a real tearjerker.
Yeah. DinaStirt.com.
Joe Jonas and Sophie Turner mourning the loss of their dog, Waldo. This is very sad. According to TMZ, their dog died in an accident in New York City last week. Apparently, the dog walker was walking the dog when he got a little bit spooked and broke free and darted out into traffic and got hit by a car.
Aw, that's tough news to hear.
Yeah.
And they didn't even catch the person who hit him. And apparently, it's not against the law for a hit and run on an animal. Apparently, that's...
I don't think that's correct.
This is what I'm hearing. This is what I'm reading. That they didn't have to stop or leave any information. But I would have thought the same thing, too.
Yeah.
I mean, a bird you could probably drive away, but somebody's pet is a different story.
Well, that's what I would have
thought. Maybe not according to what New York law?
New York. Maybe things are different there.
I'll still track them down.
I don't know. Right? I would, too. Definitely.
DinaStirt.com.
All right. So this is pretty weird. I just wanted to end on a very weird note this morning. Armie Hammer, he posted a video of his 2-year-old son.
Uh-huh.
Why do you say, okay, you expect this from him?
I saw this all over Twitter.
Okay, yeah. So his 2-year-old son was sucking his toes. Not his own toes. His dad's toes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, why'd you have to tell me this weird story?
It's so weird.
Sorry.
You almost made it out of the morning without one.
If I had to see the video, you had to hear about it.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know what's worse, hearing about it and envisioning it or seeing the video.
Seeing it is terrible.
Now, he wrote, this happened for a solid 7 minutes, and after getting a lot of comments from people who saw the video, his wife came forward to clarify and clear things up, saying
how do you clear that up?
Her son likes to play with people's feet, and it's an ongoing joke, but she said this didn't happen for 7 minutes. It only lasted for like 5 seconds.
The 5-second rule. Yeah.
I did not think 5-second rules applied to feet.
And were they sneaker feet or just out of the shower feet? I would hope it's just more out of the shower.
Hopefully.
I think it matters.
I mean, I could see a kid doing that out of a random thing that's happening, but not enough that you want to film it and share it with people.
Mm.
That's where it gets a little odd to me.
You're just asking for trolls.
You're just asking for a virus.
Mm.
That's just is disgusting.
Yeah, your feet are all over the place. It's not sanitary.
Well, I know you've tried it, Lopez, but people have stopped you.
It's true.
And on that note, that's your Dirt at 840. Get all the reports from 640, 740, and 840, along with the podcasts at dinasdirt.com with 94.7 WMAS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.